Following Amazon's announcement that it will create large satellite offices in New York and outside Washington, D.C., city and state officials here released the details of Philadelphia's failed bid. WHYY's Jim Saxa reports while Philly promised the huge online retailer more in tax breaks, the city could not offer Amazon what it really wanted.
Philadelphia offered Amazon nearly $6 billion in city and state tax cuts to build its HQ2 here, but it wasn't enough to sway the e-retail giant. And it was never going to be enough.
There's no amount of money that would have swung the case, I think.
Robert Immon is a professor at the Warren School of Business.
We're not a city that could have provided what Amazon needed.
Philadelphia offered Amazon a 20-year property tax break valued at $1 billion. Pennsylvania promised $4.5 billion in tax credits and another $100 million for transportation upgrades around the would-be corporate campus. $5.7 billion is an outrageous amount of money, but Amazon makes that much every 12 days. What Amazon really wants, cities can't buy with tax breaks. The company is expanding into on-demand video and government contracting, which means it needs access to the media industry and the government sector. And to fund its expansions abroad, Amazon will need to work with multinational banks. New York City is the financial and media capital of the U.S. D.C. is literally the capital. No one, Philly included, could realistically compete. Immon says Philadelphia has its own core industries, but they're just not what Amazon is after.
If you ask what do we do as a city and what do we do exceedingly well, it's medical technology and healthcare delivery. And that's not the game that Amazon is in.
At least not yet. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.